Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Our text today is taken from Haggai and follows on from one we had earlier in the month. We're reading chapter 1, verses 7 to 12.
This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honoured, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home I blew away. Why? Declares the Lord Almighty. Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, because of you the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the oil and whatever the ground produces, on men and cattle, and on the labour of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord.
Our focus is on verse 9. Busy with his own house. Despite being busy, the Israelites found that all their hard work was proving futile. The more they did, the less they achieved. Whilst rebuilding the temple, the people had become distracted with building homes for themselves, and their priorities had changed. The house of the Lord could wait. Concern for self had replaced attention to God, and as a result, life was empty. It's easy to let busy lives distract us from giving attention to the Lord. We can be so focused on getting things sorted, achieving certain goals, that we give the Lord a back seat. The excuse offered by the Israelites was that it was not yet time. Other things had priority and needed to be done first. Big mistake. But if we put Christ first and live to his honour and glory, then he will help us sort out the rest of life. A prayer. Lord Jesus, I confess that I have not always put you first in my life. Forgive me and help me to make you my priority in my planning as well as in my daily living. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.